WMFO Medford.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ethan Essner, and welcome to the first show of the semester for the Comfy and Nautica show. Last semester it was more of a show settled on psychedelic music, but this is a little more freeform, so we're going to go all over the place, all over the map, so many different genres, so many different styles. Just want to, you know, sort of all over the map and just have some fun for the next hour. So first song of the show, we're going to maybe a little bit of callback to some of the psychedelic music from last semester, but this is Did You See the Words by Animal Collective. Hope you enjoy. So great to be back.
Thank you. Remember, there are only things that happen. Buy my product now.
That was Buy My Product by Water From Your Eyes, a great, great, great new band. I think they were from Matador Records, which was, you know, has put out bands like Yola Tango and some great indie bands in the past. They're fantastic. And before that was Did You See the Words by Yola Tango? Did You See the Words by Animal Collective? Sorry, Yola Tango in my head. And yeah, just two great songs. Once again, it's great to be back. This is Comfy and Nautica show. It's bright and early slash late at night on a Friday. I mean, it's not bright at all on a Friday morning. And yeah, it's lovely to be back. So with our next song, we're gonna play a throwback to, in my personal opinion, one of the great rock albums in history. It is no surprise that I am playing a Red Hot Chili Peppers song right now, because if anybody knows me, I think that some of their early stuff is just absolutely spectacular, and Californication is one of the great rock albums of all time, which is so funny because Water From Your Eyes, the band I just played, has previously said that Californication is one of the big inspirations on them, and I was just like, you gotta play something that is rooted in what made a band so incredible, and Water From Your Eyes is spectacular, and Red Chili Peppers' Californication is incredible as well. So, you know, back-to-back inspiration and influence, and just absolutely amazing album. And Californication, this is easily. And I hope you enjoy just spectacular music. All right, enjoy.
The seats have been bought, overcoats been taken off, read the reviews, they were off the charts. The anticipation is practically steaming in the room. I hear the set, the sign is state of the art. A bright young singer is the lead of the show.
Was Showtime by Ice Age, a Danish punk band that is pretty new, I would say. I think that album came out in 2018. Yeah, the album's called Beyondless. Phenomenal album, phenomenal record, phenomenal punk record. This new style of sort of weird, off-kilter punk is so unique and fascinating to me, and I feel like Ice Age is one of those bands that has sort of harnessed it in a way that is so incredibly special, and it's very Tom Waits-esque, that album, especially that song. So for that reason, we're going to play the Tom Waits song after this. Just a fantastic album, fantastic band. Was fortunate enough to actually be at a festival a couple years ago in which they played, and they're awesome live. They're also just like genuinely like the coolest people you possibly could imagine seeing in real life. They're just so they just ooze with swagger, and who doesn't love to see people like that? Without further ado, we're gonna switch over to some Tom Waits. I think you'll sort of hear some similarities between Ice Age and Tom Waits, especially the vocalist for Ice Age, which I don't believe I know his name, but the way his sort of voice tapers off and has this sort of whine to it is very reminiscent of Tom Waits. So we're going to play something off of Rain Dogs. This is Blind Love. Hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, be back in a few.
Thank you. care if they miss me. I never remember their names. They say if you get far enough away, can't get on the train. Must be blind love. Only kind of love is stone blind love. Blind love. Only kind of love is stone blind love. Where's your blind love? Oh, it's blind love. Stone blind love. The storm blind love. Now the street's turning blue. The dogs are barking and the night has come.
Sit on the toaster like a rock. No need to worry about a shock. All of the microwaves are dead. Just like the salamander said. The refrigerators house the frogs. The conduit is the hollow log.
Broken house.
Wow, now that was a journey. That was a song called Broken Household Appliance National Forest by Granddaddy. Just want to dedicate that one to my dad just because that album Software Slump, I recently played it for him and he's been pretty hooked on it. So yeah, that one's for him. Before that was Blind Love by Tom Waits, obviously. Another fantastic song. And... yeah, so to switch gears a little bit, by a little bit I mean a lot. We're gonna play a little wall of sound music. We're gonna play some Leonard Cohen, but not just any Leonard Cohen. A song off of, in my opinion, the most overlooked Leonard Cohen album, and the album from Leonard Cohen that probably within the past year I've listened to the most, and by a landslide, like the most, the album Death of a Ladies' Man, which gets so easily just completely pushed to the side because, you know, it's surrounded by other albums that have been more critically acclaimed and sort of follow in the footsteps of his early folk acoustic singer-songwriter style. And this was a complete change when Leonard decided to work with Phil Spector on an album that famously led to Phil Spector holding a gun to his head and saying, "I love you, Leonard," and cocking the gun. Quite a horror story, but Fortunately enough, they finished the album. Leonard managed to live past the ruthlessness of Phil Spector and his work ethic, and they put out just some spectacular, just a spectacular array of music using Phil Spector's famous wall of sound. And the song I'm about to play features some backup vocals by none other than Bob Dylan. Yes, Bob Dylan came into the studio and recorded backup vocals for the song I'm about to play for you. Quite a crazy story, but yeah, it happened, and it's a fantastic song. It's my favorite song on the entire album, and it comes with the very risque name of "Don't Go Home with Your Heart On," but that is the name of the song, and yeah, you're about to hear it. So I hope you enjoy. This is Leonard Cohen's "Don't Go Home with Your Heart On" off the album "Death of a Ladies Band." Enjoy. Thank you.
waited while, knowing time, you weren't hiding, but I was looking in those days. My working day came in from Jersey, not from Brooklyn. Oh, my love, was it all in vain? We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could hear the train. Deep inside the city, your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of your room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, well, I hope you feel like loving someone soon. Cooking in those days, the burning days, the one from Queens, not from Brooklyn. Oh, my love, was it all in vain? We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could feel your pain. Deep inside the city, your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of your room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, will I help you feel like loving someone soon?
I love that song so much. That is Vampire Weekend's Mary Boone off of their brand new record, Only God Was Above Us. Speaking of Vampire Weekend, they are coming to Boston soon, which is so exciting. And oh my God, that song is so spectacular. That whole album is incredible. My opinion, probably my favorite album by them since Contra, which was their second record. Just so good. so fun, so funky, so weird. It's kind of, they sort of gave in to this temptation to just make a fun, weird album, which is almost what Contra was. Contra, I would say, was more fun than weird. Contra was like the fun album, but Only God Was Above Us meshes that fun aspect with sort of these unique, sort of strange sounds, and it's just, it's so unique. And that song, it's in itself, honestly, it is like this sort of confluence between all these different styles, and is like the climax of the entire record. That song, Mary Boone, spectacular. Before that, we had the very lovely Don't Go Home With Your Heart On by Leonard Cohen, featuring backup vocals by Bob Dylan, off Death of a Ladies Man record, fantastic as well. And before we go any further, we're going to do a little PSA action, because, you know, can't go wrong with some of that. So I'm going to read a little PSA from the lovely handbook that WMFO provides for us. This is one of my favorites. It's an organ donation PSA. And here we go. It's start from the... There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the United States, 19 people die every year waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you ever consider becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service announcement from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, what a lovely, lovely, lovely PSA right there. Who was the organ donor? McLovin's the organ donor from Superbad. I was actually just talking about Superbad with a friend recently. So, guess that's in my head, but yeah, one of the great organ donors in cinema history, McLovin himself. Anyways, to turn the page back to music and radio, we're gonna go into another new song that sort of honestly follows in the same vein as Mary Boone. This is a song by Jessica Pratt, who is an amazing folk artist who has been putting out just spectacular album after spectacular album for the past maybe 10 years, maybe even more than that. But her most recent album, Here in the Pitch, is a 28-minute straight-through, no-miss album. Every song is spectacular. Every song is incredible. She is one of the defining folk artists of the past maybe half a decade. She's just put out some spectacular albums after spectacular albums. And this is a song off her album Here in the Pitch that came out this past year, called By Hook or By Crook. It's one of my favorites, and it sort of is this a song that really shows off the folkiness, but also the very ambient and almost dream pop style that she loves to boast with her music, and also her vocals. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much once again. This is the Comfy and Nautica show at 2:47 a.m. And yeah, we're going strong. All right, thank you so much, and we will talk soon. Enjoy.
Chip away time more than they understand. An open end I'm waiting for way before. last year left in summer's mind. Autumn's gone to thank you.
I found a reason to keep living. And you know the reason, dear, it's you. And I've walked down life's lonely highways, hand in hand with myself. And I realize how many paths have crossed between us.
I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came
I found a reason by the Velvet Underground off their album Loaded. Just gonna real quick wrap up. I'm gonna play one more quick song just to lead into the next show. I believe there's another show after this. I'm not totally sure, but nonetheless, that was I Found a Reason. Before that was Three Longers Later by Stereolab off their album Mars Audio Quintet. Fantastic. And before that was By Hook or By Crook by Jessica Pratt off here in The Pitch. And yeah, so this is Ethan Esther, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been so lovely being back on air. I'm gonna play one quick song to close off the tonight's show. This is Foreground by Grizzly Bear. Everyone have a lovely day, have a lovely Friday, and after that a lovely weekend, and we will see you back next week. All right, bye everyone. Have a nice day.